Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is April 1st. April 1st. We're not going to do a show tonight. April Fools. What's going on, everybody? Hey, do me a favor. Get out your mobile device. Send me a text message by typing in my name and put in the number 88202. Send me a text message. Just type Will, W-I-L-L. It's really that simple. And send me a text and type in for the number 88202. And when you do so, you'll get some free information. Free information from American Truth Project, information that everyone should be listening to or privy to. Thank you for joining us again. Shannon, my producer in-house, writing with me, and, of course, Annie's on the other end. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Shannon, if someone wants to give us a call, what would that number be?
The number is 516-595-8069. You press 1 to come on the line to talk to Will. Once again, 516-595-8069.
Awesome, awesome. Again, thank you, everybody. So we're talking about the darkness that has come to America, the darkness that is hanging over America, and the darkness that has been brought by a certain group of people to America. Who do you think that is? Who do you think that is? Who do you think has been trying to take the most innocent of us all and remove us from society in the womb and even out of the womb? Who do you think is trying to cause this invasion on the border, is what I'm calling a straight-up invasion? Who do you think is doing all of this crazy stuff? Who do you think is trying to cancel all of the culture of the United States? Who do you think is doing it? Really easy question here, right? Right? It's an easy question for everybody. Of course, it is the left. Sadly, the left, they are in control of our government. What a scary time to be alive. Mm. What a scary time, an amazing time to be alive. What a scary time to see all this take place. But anyway, Shannon.
Yeah, I'm here.
I was just here at the border. Last week, actually. I was at the southern border of Texas, United States, between Texas or United States, rather, and Mexico.
Mexico.
And there's actually been quite a few wonderful people down there, especially the Border Patrol. Absolutely awesome men and women on our border. But, you know, they're being overwhelmed.
Yeah, they surely are. I mean, everything's being overwhelmed down there. And it's surprising, right? Because it wasn't too long ago that the Democrats were flooding the border. It was just a couple of years ago. We're flooding the border saying, oh, my God, what a terrible problem is happening here. Oh, my gosh, these children shouldn't be in detention centers. And yet we are in a...
The children shouldn't be in cages.
Right. But here we are in a far worse situation now that Democrats are in control and just completely silent. Kamala Harris is supposed to be heading up the process in order, she's supposed to be fixing what's happening at the border. She hasn't even visited the border yet, right? And literally, there's been times when the media has asked her about it, and she's almost kind of laughed about it. Like, haha, it's no big deal, right?
And she's probably not going to go to the border. Not until it becomes a issue to where they have to acknowledge the crisis that they created. See, if they go down to the border, they have to acknowledge that there's a major issue on a border.
Well, Will, they seem to think that they have it completely under control.
Well, so, that's what I'm saying.
Right. So tell everybody what you witnessed. The first thing that you guys did was you went to the border, and Border Control told you about a hotel room.
Well, not just a hotel room.
Right.
But
I meant
entire
hotel
complex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went down to Brownsville, Texas, and we were traveling along the border, and Border Patrol was awesome. And let me say this, too. Never before Because I've been to the border before, a couple of times before this past time. And never before, maybe because the last time I was at the border was in Arizona and in California.
Mm-hmm.
But the Border Patrol in Texas, for the most part, completely different. Or maybe it's just because it's a different time was happening. When I went to the border in California and Arizona, the Border Patrol was like, oh, no, you need access, you need permission to go to this location, to go to this location, and we can't give it to you. You have to have someone with you. Well, we went down to Texas, and the Border Patrol came up to us, and we told them, hey, we're here with the press, free press, and we're traveling. We want to document what's happening across the border here. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, go ahead. You're good. Go. Mm-hmm. And they said, and one Border Patrol said, well, you probably can go, but you might only be able to go to this factory. And he said, you probably have to just stop there. Well, we got to the factory, and we kept going. And we kept meeting Border Patrol after Border Patrol. And each one of them, we told them we were here for the press, we're here covering it. And what was amazing to me is that they were always saying, thank you for being here and covering this story.
Right.
Because apparently the Biden administration, and I'm pretty sure the ruling came from Kamala Harris, that no press should be on the border reporting this crisis, reporting what the American people don't want the American people to see.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, while we were on the border, and there was this Border Patrol captain, he told us, he said, look, we went to a different location, and they said, there's really not anything happening here. And he said, we've received strict orders not to allow anyone here. We can't even allow just anyone. No, I mean, so they would say it's so strict, and they said it's really ridiculous. But he said, you know what? I'm going to tell you this, and we're so disgusted. I'm going to tell you where you can go and find where they have been transporting these people that are illegals to these hotels. And come to find out, this is what the Border Patrol was telling us, that these people have been tested, they have tested positive for the CCP virus. They have tested positive for it. They're in a hotel. There's nothing saying these people need to be quarantined for 14 days. And there's no one holding them there at all, right? So we get there to the hotel. None of the parking spots were occupied. No vehicles in the parking spot. But you can look, and you can see clothes hanging. They had clothes hanging on the railing. Multiple doors were open, I guess, because of the heat.
Mm-hmm.
There were people just hanging outside, people standing around. And no Border Patrol was there. No police officers were there. Nothing. So we set up our camera to report on it. And all this is documented. We set up our cameras to document it. We didn't go on the property saying and going door to door asking people. We didn't do any of that. Just sitting on the outside of the property on the grass and started reporting on it. And they got upset with us. Now, my wingman, Ben Burkholm, he actually went into the office and asked, can we ask you some questions there? They declined, so he just walked out and came back to where we were standing. Nothing more. Was a couple of people inside didn't like the fact that we were there reporting on what was happening and yelling at us and screaming at us. One guy came and took his phone, how they normally do, and put it right in front of our camera with his phone. While he's recording us, I can do this too. But he walked over to where we were. We didn't have to go to where he was. He walked over where we were. And they ended up calling the police. They called the police. The police came. And I'm like, okay, me being a black male, should I be afraid? They just called the police. I'm thinking that. No, actually, I wasn't thinking about it. I was actually wanting them to call the police just so we can have the police show up. But anyways, the police showed up, and the police were asking us, hey, are you guys arrested? I said, no, we've been right here the entire time. We were told by Border Patrol that they bust a lot of illegals to this location, and we're here reporting on it. And they said that some of them even tested positive for COVID. And we're just here reporting on it based on the information that we were told. So we're here. obviously there's something going on because none of the parking slots for the hotel were being occupied.
Right.
But all the rooms were occupied.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
While we were there, the police officer, he said, okay. Yeah, he said, just stay out here and, you know, don't go on to where the property is. And I said, yeah, that's cool. What does everybody report on it? You know, it's behind us. And he said, okay. And he said, oh, yeah, by the way, the police officer go, thank you for reporting on this.
Right.
Thank you for reporting on this.
Yeah. I mean, everywhere you went, you had Border Patrol and police saying thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
The Border Patrol saying thank you for reporting on it. One Border Patrol was giving us a problem when we first pulled up to this one location. It was on private property. But we traveled there with the owner of the property. The owner of the property took us to this location. That's how we knew about it, because the owner took us there. We're there, and Border Patrol came up to us and said, hey, because of the current administration, we can't allow any press. And I said, well, we were told that we could come here by the owner. And he said, do you know the owner? Because I know the owner. And I said, he's right there. And he looked, and he said, oh, okay. And he started talking to him. And then afterwards, he said, I'm sorry that I had to come like that. But he said, we've been getting really strict orders from the current administration not to allow any press to cover what is going on down here. Mm-hmm. And he said, just to be honest with you, he said, I want to keep my job. He's like, mm-hmm. I want to keep my job. And I said, I get it. I said, but, you know, this invasion, you're probably going to end up losing your job anyways at some point. You know, I was talking to him off camera because they wouldn't talk on camera.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, regardless of all that, he said, I want to thank you for being here reporting on it.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting to me that the Biden administration would say, don't let reporters in, don't talk to reporters, because didn't they say at the beginning of their administration that they believed in complete transparency? I mean, that's what they said. They said, we're all about transparency, right? And yet, they're not transparent at all.
No, not at all. They're just the opposite. They're just the opposite. And they're doing everything that they said that they would do of the opposite, right? You know, they complain about oh, the children in the cages, But what did they do?
They put children in cages.
They create more cages.
More cages. I mean, we have, there's convention centers now. I believe there's one in San Diego. Now they're actually talking about a military base where they may house some illegal immigrants. And here's the deal. The Biden administration says they're telling everybody not to come. But that's really just what they're saying in front of the cameras, because their actions are to the very opposite. If you're telling somebody not to come, then that means you turn around and send them back. But we're not doing that. We're literally giving them places to stay. We're feeding them, housing them, giving them medical care, and now we are even providing them the children with education. So you may say, don't come. But you literally are saying, come, we'll make room, because that's exactly what they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the system is so overwhelmed that they're having to release these people into the population without any return date. There's no hearing for these people. There's no, where are you? What are you doing? So literally, these people become illegal immigrants that are in our country illegally, and the government has given them, literally at this point, no path to become citizens. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
it's crazy.
They're not forcing the issue. They're not. They don't care if these people become citizens or not. They. And you know what? They're probably going to give them all a fast track. Just get here to America, because, listen, I'm making a prediction. I predict that all these people that they're busing to these red states, mind you, that they're going to give them all a pass to citizenship before the 2020 election arrives.
Well, let me ask you this, though. You know, one thing that has been a huge problem on the border.
Just one?
It was report. Well, I said one of the problems, right, is there's this insurgent. Or there's this
surge
of drugs coming through the border, opioids, fentanyl is coming through the border. And just the other day, the Border Patrol canine sniffed out $60,000 worth of fentanyl inside burritos, right? So do you think that the illegals, the cartel, whoever's bringing these drugs into the United States, do you think that they're going to say, hey, government, I'm right here. Do you think they're going to let us know they're here? Or are they just going to fly underneath the radar and literally poison? I mean, opioids, fentanyl has caused a huge rise in overdoses and deaths. Fentanyl is actually being manufactured in China and brought up through Mexico, because as you and I have talked before,
yep,
Mexico is now an open door to the world.
It is.
Okay, it's not just poor people in South America.
No. It's people from the Middle East. It's
right.
People from these countries that are saying death to America. They're all coming through the southern border. And I was going to actually bring up the whole point how these narcotics are being manufactured in China,
mm-hmm,
and they're coming through the southern border. And it just so happens to be that there is some kind of relationship between the Bidens and China, and also even the Democrats. There's some kind of relationship there, right? And all of these drugs are coming through the southern border, and it's almost like the Democrats are like, you know, hey, we lost a lot of money under the Trump administration. We've got to reverse this because we need that. Well, they want that money. It's all about the money. The human trafficking, the drug trafficking, all equals to money for a lot of these people. Now, I'm not saying the Democrats have direct ties to it. Of course they wouldn't. But I'm pretty sure, I would imagine.
Well, it's nothing traceable.
Yeah, exactly. But I would imagine they know somebody that connected with somebody that's funneling money somewhere to get some. Because why are they allowing this? Why are they creating this problem?
Well, to me, it's just as guilty if you know about it and you're allowing it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they've opened the door and said, come in. They know that. That's part of the problem when you open up your doors. We know that it's a problem for sex trafficking. We know it's a problem for drugs. We know it's a problem for possible terrorists coming into our country.
And
we know all these things.
Yeah, and let me say this. When I was on the border, and they have these port of entries, and they have these really highly trafficked locations, I saw men, young men and women and children, multiple women and children, just like sometimes in some cases, just women and children, right?
Mm-hmm.
At these major ports of entry and these major locations where all the traffic happened. Now, I'm sitting there traveling from southern Texas coming up north, and we're going along the border, and then all of a sudden we see this helicopter flying overhead, out in the middle of nowhere. I'm like, there's nothing here.
Mm-hmm.
So we pull over because, oh, there it is right there. We see Border Patrol just sitting on the side, helicopter flying over. So we pull over, and sure enough, they find coyotes coming out of the brush. Now, no women, no children, just men.
Yeah,
now,
men.
Anyone with any common sense with a brain would tell you what these men were traveling with. Come on. Oh, they're just looking for a job, looking for work. Seriously? Then why not show up to where everybody else is showing up to be apprehended by the Border Patrol and taken to these facilities?
Right, because they're bringing them in, right? I mean, they're housing them. They're not turning them away.
Yeah,
so why would you go to
exactly
a crazy remote location where you're probably not going to get caught?
Yes.
Right.
There's a greater chance that you won't get caught with any paraphernalia
or
any narcotics.
It's crazy to me because AOC and Kamala Harris, and I'm bringing them up because they literally have brought up the children at the border. But the scary thing is what these kids are having to go through
my goodness
to get here. And that's the thing that they refuse to acknowledge. they refuse to talk about. And they sit there and go, oh, the children, the children, the children. Well, honey, when you open up the door and let these coyotes and the cartel, which that's how they're coming, you're not going to the countries and bringing them over here. They're coming via criminals. There's rape trees.
Oh, my goodness.
There's all kinds of things that are happening to people. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, my
they
goodness.
Are better off staying in Mexico like Trump told them to. Stay in Mexico and go through the process. They were safer doing that than what they're doing right now.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I didn't even – I'm not surprised by it, but I had never even heard it until this last trip I went down there about these rape trees. And it's such a horrible thing. And some of the I'm not going to say it here.
Right.
I haven't said it anywhere. But how graphic they would tell me what would happen to some of this to some of these young girls, and even some of the males.
Yes, even males.
Even the males.
Absolutely.
So they're not. And you know what? The time they do it to males is when they have a male that refused to traffic the drugs. When they have a male that want to do it, and then what they end up doing, they tie them to a fence, and then they just do whatever to them, and then they end up killing them on the fence after they just brutally raped them and everything else. And all this is being generated by who?
Well, the Biden administration, because they're allowing it.
By the current administration, all of this is being generated by them.
Right.
It is such a horrible situation. And we're talking about people.
Right.
People. Now, I'm all for helping people, you know, but people need to be helped in their homes, in their homeland, just like the United States of America. People, we need, there's so many people already here that need help, need assistance. But this current administration and the Democrats, they have put America last.
Right.
And
well, they put us
and
in
they're
jeopardy.
Creating more of an issue to make sure America becomes last.
Right. Do we have that clip of Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
We do.
So this was Kamala Harris in 2019 when she visited the border, which was under President Trump.
But now she won't visit the border.
Well, yeah, now we can't get her to visit the border, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What is happening with the detention of these children, the circumstances by which they arrived, is a human rights abuse being committed by the United States government. And so we are here to stand up and say that we are not going to allow this to happen, not on our watch. I will tell you, when elected, the first thing I'm going to do, one of the first things, is to shut down these private detention facilities. Just shut them down.
You hear that? She's going to shut them down. But what did they do? They've created more. They've created more of these facilities. And
right.
They didn't shut them down. And they were acting like it was such a bad issue then. And President Trump, he stopped like 90% of the drug trafficking, the human trafficking, and now it's been increased 1,000%.
Right.
Lives have been lost, and just the drugs are flowing into the country. I mean,
right.
There's
been a lot more damage than what has been reported.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
goodness.
There's been bodies found left in the desert, under the trees. I mean, it's crazy what they're doing to these people. And you literally perpetuate it when you have policies like Biden does, right? When you allow the process that these people are going through, because they know what they're going through to get here. And they're not stopping it. They're perpetuating it, right? And
well, I think there's a more sinister reason why they're doing it, personally.
Well, perhaps.
Because they need more of the drama. They need more of the chaos taking place within the United States of America. They don't want these small businesses, my personal opinion. They don't want these small businesses to open back up. They don't want the country to just open up full on and not have to start depending on the government. They don't want any of that. They want just the opposite.
So unemployment just went up again because some states are still closed or reclosed or whatever. There's now 719,000 Americans unemployed. Since January, which is just a couple of months, Biden has brought in 30,000 illegal immigrants directly into our country.
Since January. 30,000.
Right. And those ones have been processed. So they're actually having a very difficult time processing people. In fact, there's some they just haven't even processed.
Yeah, no court date to return,
right.
Nothing, because, you know, all it's going to do is overwhelm the courts.
So, you know, these are minorities, and what jobs do you think they're going to take?
Actually, they're probably the majority today.
Well, in some places they absolutely are.
Yeah.
I mean,
when I was on the southern border, they are the majority,
right.
Seriously. I mean, if you can't even go into parts of the United States of America and talk English because no one will understand you.
Right. Well, actually, I was at the doctor's office this morning here in Central Texas, and there was a lady that was at the doctor's office, and she couldn't speak English. She was literally saying, "I can't speak English." So everybody was doing like the little sign language and, you know, trying to.
Yeah, no one can speak it in there. But you know what's going to end up happening? Just not to get off topic, but it's all talking about it. They're going to end up firing people that are not bilingual.
Well, that's been a huge problem, actually. It's something that hasn't had enough discussion about here in America, I believe, because we don't have a language that we said.
There's not a national language in the United States of America.
So there's actually a language barrier, which you're absolutely correct right now, especially along some of these southern states. Which isn't good for us either, right?
No, not at all.
But, yeah, it's the question is we have all these Americans unemployed, and you're bringing in more people into a pool of unemployed people that are now fighting for jobs.
Well, I mean,
right?
AOC, she's basically said that people shouldn't have to work and sit on the couch and make $1,700 a month for doing nothing.
Yeah.
And they're going to bring all these people in there, and they're going to give a government assistance. They're going to get their checks. While you have Americans, they're not going to be able to get anything.
Right. Well, you know, we had Republicans that went down to the border last week.
Yes.
And they're actually calling, Republican senators are actually calling for a hearing to review Biden's actions or non-actions on the border. I mean, it's that bad, right? I mean, they went down there and they're like, this is bad. I mean, they're talking to the Border Patrol. They're talking to the police. They're talking about to the communities. They're saying, listen, this is a huge problem that the Biden administration is completely ignoring, right? And they're saying, we need accountability. We need to know what is happening here. You know, we're the only country at this very point that doesn't have borders. I mean, we literally have an open door.
Well, we have borders, but they want you to tear down the borders, right? Because you can't have a one-world system and you have borders. And United States of America is the last stronghold in the world that is that's basically saying that we're a sovereign nation. Now, you have Israel. You have Israel, but they're working on getting rid of Israel as soon as possible anyways, but the United States of America right now is that last beacon of hope, the last resort, because there's nowhere for us to run to. I mean, we can't run to Canada. They have Trudeau. And you see what he's talking about with Easter. I mean, have y'all seen that? I mean, he's talking about people, if you're going to leave for Easter.
Right.
I mean he's like.
He's saying there's going to be some tough consequences.
Yes. If you want to go visit your family members for Easter, what
right.
is wrong with you? It's
right.
Easter. You need to stay at home and do it remotely.
I mean, he's come out with he drew the line in the sand.
Straight up tyrant.
Right.
Straight
exactly.
Up.
Exactly.
Straight up tyrant. They're not even, you know, but they're not even hiding who they are any longer. The one world order is upon us, and they're not even hiding it. They're pushing it more, and you have a lot of people like, yeah, you know what? He's right. He's right. He's right. It's disgusting at all levels.
You know, it's scary to me is you have people like AOC, which, by the way, AOC was one of the people that visited the border a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, she was up against the fence crying. Oh,
crying,
my goodness,
right,
the children!
Right.
She had
ignored what has happened. I mean, well, she did a video the other day.
Well, she didn't completely ignore it, but you know what?
She's not down there.
She's not calling it out for what it is.
Right.
The actual crisis going on.
She's telling everybody else to have a gut check, right? She literally said on Instagram Live, which I don't know if you want to play the audio or not, but she said, anyone who is using the term surge around you cautiously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame. She said, this is not a surge. These children are not insurgents. So it is a surge, but these children are not insurgents. Insurgents are basically a military movement.
Well, let me
basically what these – you want to play it?
No, I'm going to play it here, but, right. You know, there's been cases in the past, and a prime example of – and, you know, I've talked to Annie Cyrus about it, and she can give us more details on it, but mm-hmm. – the prime example makes me think about how the Palestinians would use their children in military tactics against the Israelis. I mean, and this is the same thing that they're doing here. They're using the children in a military tactic. So then they could turn around and say, it's not an insurgent. It's exactly what it is.
Well,
they're
what I'm saying
using
is
using the children.
Is she saying the children?
But they're using children for their military tactics.
So this is the point.
But see, a lot of people need to read between it.
Right.
Because they're trying to say, it's not when the children are doing it, it's not that. But they are putting these children in a military position, in a tactic. They're doing it. The children didn't wake up today and go, you know what, I think I'm across the border right now. Instead of me staying at home and playing with the truck or watching Dora.
Okay, here's what she's doing, though.
Okay,
this is what Biden does.
Okay,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, before we play the clip, if someone wants to give us a call, what is that number? Let's put the number out there one more time.
516-595-8069, and press 1 to come on the line.
Okay, one more time, because someone was like, oh, let me get a pencil. I know how it is because I do it all the time myself. But go ahead and get your pencil so you can write this down, pen or pencil. Write this down and give us a call. What's the number?
516-595-8069.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so let's go to this audio clip with her. Now, she didn't say any of this when the Trump administration was there. Now, all of a sudden, it's like a different story. And they expect us to be stupid to believe it.
They want to say, what about the surge? Well, first of all, just gut check. Anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame. And that's a problem because this is not a surge. These are children, and they are not insurgents. And we are not being invaded, which, by the way, is a white supremacist idea, philosophy. The idea that if an other is coming in the population, that this is like an invasion of who we are.
What?
Yeah.
What? So, you know what? Hold on. See, I listened to some of this earlier, but I didn't even hear that part where she said this is like a white supremacy. What?
Well, invasions have been happening since the beginning of time.
I mean, because I think we all agree that, you know, the Israelis, I hate to bring this up again, but the Israelis, they're not considered white people, right? They're considered Jewish people, right? You know, anyways, what happens when, you know, these Muslim countries invade other Muslim countries? No white people involved there. I mean, what is she saying? This is her going on her stupidity, mm-hmm. and anyone who's willing to listen to her and go right along with it.
Well, see, this is what I was saying before. And Biden did the same thing in his speech. When she says gut check, of course the kids aren't insurgents, right? I mean, we know that them themselves are not military people coming through. But what they want to do is appeal to your sensibilities. Like, these are the children, the children.
Same thing
children.
They did in the 1930s.
Like,
in
these poor
Nazi
children.
Germany.
So
Same thing they did in the 1930s in Nazi Germany. They said, look, you have to go after these people because you have to protect the children. It's all about the children. They use the children to tug on people's hearts to allow them to bring tyranny. And these people are using children in a military tactic.
Right. She should see what they're putting these children through.
She doesn't care.
This is crazy.
She doesn't care.
And basically, they're illegal immigrants is what
they are.
Illegal immigrants are people that are coming into a country in violation of their immigration laws, and that's what's happening. And they want to, you know, continue their residence in that country. It's just crazy to me how they spin, right? Like before, those weren't children in cages. They were, I don't know, they were pawns in the discussion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, the children, this is about the children immigrating. And look at how you're treating them. Look at what you're putting them through. Look at what they're going through to get here.
But see, that's just it. They do not want to acknowledge the rape trees, how they're being brutally killed, how they're, you know, risking their lives, how these adults are risking children's lives. They don't want to talk about any of that.
Right. There's pure evilness happening at the border right now.
Evil. And all that evil is being pushed by those from the left.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people come at it from a religious point of view, right? They say, well, you know, the land isn't owned by anybody, la-da-da-da-da. But let me tell you what, even Jesus recognized that there was kings and queens over certain areas. Even Jesus said, follow the law of the land, you know. So we are told to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So...
But, I mean, even in the Bible, it talks about there's walls.
Right.
And at each gate, there's 12 gates on the wall to heaven.
I mean, God gave people kingdoms. So, and gave them, you know, armies and actually helped armies defeat other armies. I mean, come on, we know that that's historically what it is here. But... they just have this, it makes me sick. Scares me of what their end game really is. They want full control, and they want people that they can have full control over, right?
Well, that's what it's all about. It's about control because they know once they get all of these people to come into the country that don't have anything, that need assistance, and because we're, you know, humanity, right? Humanity first, they have to help.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have control over all of these people, and they're going to make sure the people are there that's helping them. Remember who did this for you. Remember who to vote for.
Right. Well, one thing I like to talk about because, you know, just to kind of move on from the border for just a few minutes is the Biden's $2 trillion spending bill, right? So last week, Biden did his first press conference, and he talks about his infrastructure plan. He talks about building streets and freeways and the poor condition that our airports are in. He talks about buildings and their air conditioning, ventilation or lack of ventilation. The scary thing is that Biden's massive $2 trillion actually a far cry from being an infrastructure bill. In fact, only 6% of the money is going to the things that he talked about on his conference, on his press conference, airports, roads, buildings. In fact,
only 6% out of the $2 trillion.
Out of the $2 trillion. Right. It says at the core president, Biden's bill calls for $620 billion investment into transportation structure, but the $3 trillion, I guess, is really about, listen to this, includes hundreds of billions of dollars with priorities in healthcare, which has nothing to do with infrastructure, workforce development, which has nothing to do with infrastructure, research and development. I mean, it's crazy.
Let me guess what the research and development is.
Can you guess?
Transgenderism.
Well, a lot of it's into this new green deal.
Well,
that
I mean, yeah, but
come
on now. They're going to still put that in there. I mean,
right.
Seriously, they got – not to get off topic here, but it's amazing how they do the transgender – I mean, you hit on it, but that's I'm telling you, they're putting it in there.
Well, they're going to include equity.
Of course. But
policies,
let me just say this one thing about
do.
It, and then I want you to continue going where you were. Mm-hmm. They're rejecting man and woman – but they include all of these other ones that they make up. That's all I got to say about it. Go ahead, move.
Right. So also there's huge investments that will be made into electric vehicles, climate change, come on now, elderly care, child benefits, housing, and developing future technologies.
What does climate change mean?
You know,
code name, climate change means population control because they're blaming man for all of the climate that we've seen. Like,
right.
You know, winter, summer, spring, and fall.
Right.
Oh, that's man's fault.
Right. But he's literally redefining what infrastructure plan is.
Yeah.
Right. It's really not about infrastructure, which is buildings, airports, and such like that. Really, it's a open door once again for them to control or implement their socialist agenda, right? So it's literally they're undermining traditional American capitalism and they're implementing their socialist agenda. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
exactly what they're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of that, which is very scary, because Biden says, I'm going to tell you how we're going to pay for it. They're going to tax huge tax hikes on corporations.
And guess what happens? Those corporations will not hire people. And then when they don't hire those people, you're going to have more unemployment.
He's literally going to create an environment that is so anti-business.
And toxic.
Which
yeah.
is how we have built our economy. That's
yep.
why we have one of the strongest economies in the world. Listen, he's going to put huge
burdens
on them. He's
mm-hmm.
going to have them, you know, they're going to have to have infrastructure plans. They're going to have to redo, make things more green. He's going to implement, you know, climate control stipulations on businesses. He's going to put equity stipulations on companies. He's going to put LGBT policies on corporations. I mean, just
yeah.
one thing after
yeah.
another. So literally what happens is we take, you know, traditionally Republicans have been trying, well, for many years we've been trying to have less government, which is how America was founded.
And all this is going to do is put the government into your business.
Right.
And the government gets to come in and say how you can and cannot run your business.
Right.
Who you can and cannot hire.
So Biden is saying.
And how much
Democrats,
you have to pay.
Democrats are saying that our problems are so huge that the government now has to take control. What government entity do you know that has done a good job about running itself?
Oh, my
Medicare.
Goodness. Yeah.
The
U.S. Postal Service.
Look at our poor vets.
I mean, Social Security.
I mean,
everything
crazy.
The government touches, they basically
destroy. It's a disaster.
It's a disaster, 100%. And then all they do is end up taxing us to pay for their
right.
mistake.
Right. Who's going to pay for this?
They
I mean, literally.
They tax us to pay for their mistake.
You cannot make a government rely on capitalist corporations and then literally create policies that eliminate those capitalist companies because they're not going to tolerate it.
No.
I wouldn't tolerate it. I mean, we already have, what was it, Ford or some company, I'm not sure, is already talking about moving to Mexico.
Yeah, it was Ford.
I mean,
Ford
come on.
Is already talking about
I mean,
moving
like,
to Mexico
listen,
because
it's toxic
they
here.
Say all the regulations getting ready to be pushed down onto us as businesses.
Right.
We don't have a choice. President Trump, he was removing all of the red tape. He was removing all these regulations,
right.
And business was like, this is wonderful.
Right.
This is what we've been looking for.
Right.
We're not going to be penalized
right.
for operating in the United States of America.
Right. Yeah. Our GDP was going up. Listen, it's so devastating the way that he's setting up our economy that it would take us years,
oh my goodness.
If not
They're gonna
centuries,
make sure.
to crawl out of.
The whole
right.
My whole ideal is, I mean, people have forgotten the whole build back better.
Mm-hmm.
In order to build something back, you have to tear it down. It has to be destroyed. So their goal, they've already told it to us. This is not me making up anything. They've already told it to us.
Mm-hmm.
In order to build back something, they're going to have to tear it all down. And the whole world economic system, they truly believe that they have to destroy the current system, economic system on the world, on the planet, and then they want to build it back to something that they want. And then they come along and try to say, well, they want to build it back into a socialist capitalist way.
Right. When talking about the plan, the infrastructure plan, Biden said no one making under $400,000 will see their federal taxes go up, period. This is not about penalizing anyone. In fact, we know he said that, but then when they looked at the plan, they actually said that it's down to $200,000. No one that makes under $200,000 will be taxed. And I guarantee that's going to change again, because guess what? They're going to run out of money,
mm-hmm.
right? Then Biden said, he said, I have nothing against millionaires and billionaires. I believe in American capitalism. I want everyone to do well. That is such a lie. He wants to punish those that are doing well. He wants to literally strangle capitalism here in America to where it literally kills our economy. And guess what China's doing in the meantime? They're trying to become create their own world's monetary source, a whole new monetary source other than the American dollar. You know, right now a lot of it's run on the American dollar, but China wants to change that.
Well, you know what? That's what the main thing been caused by wars in the past. A lot of people don't know. Saddam Hussein,
mm-hmm.
you remember that whole Iraq war? Saddam Hussein wanted to stop buying oil in American dollars. He wanted to start buying oil in the euro. A lot of people don't know that.
Right.
And because he wanted to stop buying oil in American dollars, it was going to cause a problem because other countries would have started following suit. So what happened? We had a whole ordeal. We went to war with Saddam Hussein and got rid of him because of that.
Well,
a lot of people don't even know it. It wasn't weapons of mass destruction, even though they may have had them, but that wasn't the main reason.
Yeah. It's just crazy to me. I want to talk about one more thing, though. Well, I want your take. So Georgia just passed.
Georgia?
They just passed, what was it?
They just passed a voter suppression law. I mean,
why are you laughing?
Because it's stupid. That's exactly how the left is pushing it. Georgia pushed, they just voted in a voter suppression law, so making it tougher for black and brown people to vote. And my question is, I'm like, wait a minute, if it's going to make it harder for black and brown people to vote, how does it not make it harder for white people to vote? I mean, what am I missing here?
So the whole point of this bill is to make the people that vote actually count and the fraudulent votes to not count. That's really the whole purpose. So mail-in ballot in Georgia, basically people had to sign it and then they were to match signatures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do a mail-in ballot, you actually have to give your driver's license or state ID listed on your ballot. So just like when you go to in-person voting,
mm-hmm.
you have to show an ID, which they're actually going to enforce in Georgia now.
Mm-hmm.
They want to enforce that you have to give your ID
mm-hmm.
on a ballot. If they cannot validate that ID and that you've only voted one time, your ballot gets thrown out. Guess what? That's what Democrats don't like.
No.
That's what they're afraid of.
Don't they want open and fair elections?
No,
what
they don't.
What am I missing here? What am I missing?
No,
don't
they
want everything to be done right and proper? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because if that's the case, they wouldn't be fighting this. I mean, you can't get on an airplane. What is it? Delta Airlines right now came out and made a statement against Georgia, talking about how Georgia is doing this as oppression against these voter laws. But you have to show your ID to get on Delta Airlines.
Right.
Have you not noticed that? You got to show an ID there, but when it comes to voting, you don't have to show an ID.
Right.
This is crazy. And as a black person, I find it highly insulting that they try to say, oh, you're black. They're putting in these voter suppressions against you. That's the dumbest thing ever. Like black people can't find a DMV. Black people are too dumb, apparently, according to the left, mind you. This is only the left that's pushing this, that black people are not capable of finding the DMV to get an ID or a driver's license.
Yeah, so there's actually several cool things to this bill that they passed. Like, they're going to open up more Saturday voting stations. You know, sometimes you have only like one a week or something to vote in. There's going to actually be some Saturdays and Sundays where they have these voting locations open across the state, so people that work during the week can actually vote during the weekend, right? So there's no excuse of, oh, I couldn't get off work. And they've actually, in this bill, done a very good job about creating opportunities to vote,
but legally. Yeah,
legally. Be able to verify that they're good votes. And the Democrats are like, oh, this is voter suppression. It is not voter suppression. It's actually voter protection and to make sure that who the people wanted to elect gets elected. That's exactly what this bill is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And the left can't stand it. You know, they're looking for the Biden administration to come in and just change this. They're looking for the federal government to go to the state level and tell the state how they should operate when it comes to the election. That is against the Constitution.
Right.
Each state gets to make up the laws based on their legislations and the legislators in each state. This is in the Constitution. I learned this myself from doing all of this. Is each state supposed to be able to do that? But see, this last election, we all know that they went around the Constitution, and they're expecting the administration and the Democrats to do the same thing. Do not allow the U.S. Constitution to remain in place.
Right. So since this law has come out, the one thing that so irritated me was the headline today is Biden says he would strongly support moving the MLB All-Star game, a baseball game, out of Georgia over the voting law.
How does he have control over that?
Well, he doesn't have control. The organization that puts it on has control, but he says, quote, I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsible. I would strongly support them doing that. People look to them, they're leaders. Well, the sad thing is they're extremely uninformed, uneducated people on what this bill actually is. But they make it seem like somebody put out there, some Democrat, some liberal news media outlet is saying, oh, this is voter suppression. Oh, my gosh. Just like, you know, a couple of years ago they said that black people don't know where to get driver's license.
I mean, exactly.
You know,
but black people know how to find the liquor store.
Right. So,
and you know what? Black people do get on airplanes for you leftists out there that don't realize that.
Right.
Black people do know how to get on an airplane.
Yeah, and they get passports.
Black people know how to get passports. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
There's a lot of things
that black people know how to do with an ID.
Right.
But for some reason, they got it in their mind that black people don't know how to get an ID for voting.
Right. It's very insulting.
It is insulting.
I mean, when it gets down to it, they say you're too stupid to go to DMV and get an ID to vote.
That's exactly what they're saying.
And then
Or, you know, or the new one.
And then you can't be, well.
Or the new one, the black people too stupid to use the internet.
Oh, yeah. Well, Biden did say that. Yeah. I mean, they're saying that poll, you know, stations have closed too early in areas where, you know, minorities vote. But listen, when you have, during the presidential election, my goodness, you had 4 weeks to freaking vote. In
yeah.
some cases.
Yeah.
If you can't figure out where to go vote in
oh, yeah.
4 weeks,
oh, yeah.
come on, people.
You know, how come we didn't hear, how come we didn't hear about all the memes this time, you know, on social media stopping people from voting for Biden? Mm-hmm. How come we didn't hear, and you know what, if Russia did help Trump in 2016, how come they didn't help him this time? I mean, seriously, or is it because of the big tech companies said, okay, we're going to stop them from doing this, what they did in 2016, and while we're stopping Russia, we're just going to stop the American people too. And I still don't think they were able to stop the American people. I still think it's just a coup d'etat took place. This is my personal opinion on it. I truly believe that a coup d'etat took place. In the history books, it should reflect as such. But, you know, they always say the winners get to write the history. And guess what's going to happen? They're going to write it in that it was fair and square. That's exactly what they're going to do. And it's disgusting. It's Orwellian is what we're seeing.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's
1984. Right here. It's here.
Yeah.
And it's not going to go away.
Yeah, I mean, coming up, we have now we're fighting against COVID vaccines required for passports. We're looking, Democrat cities were showing how they had a complete uptick in crimes because of defunding police. It's interesting the effects we're going to see from this surge. AOC, it is a surge of immigrants, illegal immigrants coming into our
mm-hmm.
country. What's going to happen with that? They don't think of consequences, and that's what really scares me. And the infrastructure bill, which really isn't about infrastructure, it's about Democrat agendas. I really, truly hope that people, you know, you and I said we have 3 minutes here, but, you know, we'll – you and I were talking about all these people that were trashing Trump and talking, oh, Biden, Biden, Biden. We don't see them on Facebook or any of these media outlets anymore right now praising their president.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you see anybody on Facebook
Biden? Oh, look at the wonderful work Biden has done.
Right. So I hope they're paying
attention. He's done such a wonderful thing at this. He did, this is wonderful. This is wonderful.
Yeah, you just don't see it. In fact, I'm seeing The Hill, Daily Caller. I'm seeing more. Actually, CNN is called out, the Biden administration.
You know,
Biden
it's like, even Bill Maher, of all people.
Right.
It's like this, you know what, he's acknowledging what the left is doing. And it's just ridiculous. I created a meme, and let me just say this. Let me just read this meme. If conservatives reminds us of Christianity, then Democrats remind us of what? And it's just a meme. It's just a question.
Uninformed voters.
Yeah, and overwhelming. And you know what? That one single question generated over 1,500 comments. 1,500 comments, and people are just going ballistic. And people are upset saying, well, you know, the Republicans, the ones that don't even want to just get an answer to it, they go on this whole rant about how Republicans are this and that. Republicans are bad, blah blah blah. But they complain. Oh, you know, this question is just stupid. And I'm like, well, why aren't you answering the question? Just it's a simple question.
Yeah,
and I even
your answer is stupid.
Yeah, I even put on the description. It's something really simple. I said it's only a question. That's all I put. It's only a question. And they could come back and say, well, you know, the Democrats remind us of love and peace. And unity. They could say that.
Well, in most cases, didn't
but
they just
can't.
Insult Republicans, and then they said, oh, Democrats are...
They can't do that.
One of them actually said Democrats were more Christian. I'm like, what?
Well, yeah, someone actually said that the Republicans remind them that of the evil deeds that are done. And then, I'm paraphrasing here, and the Democrats remind us on how it is to be a Christian. When the Democrats support abortion, they support everything that goes against God's word.
Yep, my
this
point.
This is the time we're living in.
Once
it's
again,
absolutely crazy.
Democrats are uninformed voters.
No, it's not just uninformed voters. It's just uninformed about reality. They don't care about all. Well, anyways, hey, everyone, thank you so much for being with us. We will be back here next Thursday. Thank you so much for sharing this video, or listen to me, sharing this audio podcast. We will see you next time. Take care, and God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.